Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, give us your social media there, Pete. What is your social media?
On Instagram, I'm Pete Lee.
That's right.
It's my name three times. On Twitter, I'm Pete Lee Tweets. Sounds like the horn of a moped.
Pete Lee Tweets.
Yep, I know. Ian, what's your social media?
Nothing as good as that.
Your name is Ian Bag.
Spun out into the... Oh, no. Yeah, just ianbag.com.
There you
got all your Ian Bag needs. Can I just put... I know Caliendo bugs me about my podcast, yeah. But can I push my podcast?
Sure, yeah, of course you can.
It's called Ian Bag Bought a House.
Right,
it's different.
Oh, it is.
It's all about me buying a house, and I talk to contractors. So
that's what it is.
That's all it is. I talk to contractors.
That's a different podcast.
It is.
And let me make the mistakes for you, and then that way you don't have to worry about asking questions and feeling dumb, and don't get ripped off. I can help you with that. I talk to experts, and because I get ripped off all the time.
So you ask the dumb questions.
Yeah, I'm the dummy.
Right. You ask.
But that's a good idea because a lot of people, even when when professionals show up, you automatically just like acquiesce to them right away.
Yeah,
they know what they're doing, and they still can screw you over.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to seem stupid.
Right.
You don't want to seem uneducated.
Yeah, that's a 45.
They can take you places that you don't want to go.
Yeah. Even though you
that's
are.
That's a 45 wrench. I got that.
Right. They're counting on that.
Yeah.
They're counting on that.
Well, you're going to have to pay for that. Well, you're going to have to pay for that.
Want to act stupid, so.
So it's called Ian Bag Bought a House.
Okay.
And it's live on Facebook and iTunes and all that.
Excellent. Of course you can.
Did you, in fact, buy a house?
I did on the Virginia Shore.
Oh, that's where your wife's from, right?
That's where we bought Cape Charles. We bought a vacation house out there that my mother-in-law lives in.
Oh, she lives. So you can't rent it out?
No, I don't care.
She just lives there.
She lives there.
And your home in Long Beach, you rent that?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy it though. I'm thinking about.
Okay. Well, there's another podcast right there.
Yeah, Ian Bag scamming an old lady.
I'm going to buy my rental.
Scamming an old lady.
Yeah.
Scamming an old lady.
Ian Bag leases with the option to buy.
Yeah.
Good podcast.
Ian Bag way over his head. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a mortgage person coming on the show because I want to buy this place.
Okay.
And I'm just like, hey, I need a mortgage person to come on and talk. A couple mortgage guys coming on and talk.
Give me the best rate.
How do I get away with this?
Yeah. This is how you do it. Get away with it. Funnybone.com. Seeing Ian this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Pete's in town, too. But Pete's in Norfolk for the Great American Comedy Fest. Opening up for Paul Reiser tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
You just got one show this weekend?
I'm only doing... Well, actually, I'll be at Divot's Event Center tonight for the Dirty Show.
We get to do a dirty show. In Norfolk. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a dirty show.
There's a dirty show.
Okay.
How many of you are on the dirty show?
Four. Uh-huh. No, I don't know.
Sounds filthy.
I think it's all the comics in the festival, so I think Paul Reiser might be at the dirty show.
No, he might say hell.
Yeah.
Don't say that here, man.
Don't say
it. I had to bleep that.
H-E-double-L. Don't you.
I didn't bleep.
Oh, you are going to heck.
We are waiting for Stevie Van Zandt. Is he calling us, Bush?
Yeah.
All right.
Should be 3
He's overseas
ago.
Right now, isn't he?
Yeah, like I say, somewhere between Italy and Spain.
Yeah, because when I got up this morning, I saw he tweeted something out real early this morning. I'm thinking, he ain't up. Not at 5 o'clock in the morning he wasn't up, so he was overseas.
He was tweeting a lot earlier this morning, actually.
Bilbao, Spain is where he plays tonight.
All right,
tomorrow night.
And we just had a
tomorrow
person from Spain chicken on the podcast the other day, right?
Did we?
Yeah, streamer said they're from Spain.
Huh.
I saw the email.
I missed it.
Spain's awesome. You like Spain?
Never been.
Never been.
It's the best.
Is it cool? Enjoy the comedy?
I didn't do comedy.
Oh, really?
I went to a wedding there.
Okay.
And just had a great time.
In Madrid?
Nope.
Well, where?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't want you guys going there as well.
If you tell me, everybody goes, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know. I know.
You said, no, I'm not
going to tell you.
My brain was like, cool interview.
I'm not going to tell you.
How many comedians are hard to like the one word answer?
Well, it's been so long since we've had a newbie that Colleen hasn't instructed. But the one-word answers don't hang around for long. They're kind of boring. We don't kick them out, but we just usually if there's a one-word kind of comedian, we'll bring their feature act or somebody actually talks in.
Oh, that's
but
really
I can't remember
fun.
Where. We had somebody within the past year or so that dropped some horrible joke, and Craig, who you know Craig's face, right. He doesn't make a motion at all.
Did he spin?
He looked and like, and Craig actually went out loud like the guy, some horrible hack joke, one of the worst jokes I've ever heard. And Craig goes, "Oh Jesus!" We'll get into that in a second, but I want to play a little bit of Stevie Ray's, Little Stevens, Jesus, Little Stevens song. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, the new album is called Summer of Sorcery, available now. Man, that sounds great.
Right. And you can hear it in Omaha, maybe a couple songs from that, on Friday the 28th of June, Wichita, Friday, September 20th, Des Moines, and Monday, October 28th. Little Steven joining us right now. Do we call you a Little Steven, Miami Steve? What do you respond to best?
Stevie is good.
Okay.
Stevie, welcome. Huge fans. I know you do a lot of interviews, so we appreciate you giving us a call. I saw the big interview with Dan Rather, I thought was excellent. And you told a story about how you don't go visit places unless you work, because you're not a vacation guy, are you? You just like to work.
No, I had a vacation in 78, and I didn't like it.
78? That was a lie.
Really?
You took a vacation in 78 and you didn't like it, right?
I haven't had one since.
I love that. Now, granted, you have a different kind of job. You get to go cool places. In fact, you're in Spain right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Bilbao, Spain.
So you basically like to go on vacation to get paid to be there, right?
Well, that's it, man. You know, I just don't understand the concept. You know, you lay on a beach for an hour, and then what? You know, I'm like, if I want to go somewhere nice, I'll go somewhere nice and work.
That's the line. I'll go nice and work.
It's nice to have that option.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he has that. He's in Memorial Park. It's a big free show. It's a huge show. You'll enjoy this venue, Stephen, in Omaha. You're also going to be in Wichita and Des Moines, other places listening to us right now. LittleSteven.com for all the websites. How do you work out your current tour when Bruce gives you a call? I mean, how's it work out? Bruce, I'm busy. My tour is going. Go ahead.
I give him first priority, you know. It's the only way, really, to do it because we are all doing different things this year. Yeah. I think almost everybody in the East Street Band has a solo album and a solo tour going on. But, you know, we all give Bruce first priority, and I talked to him, and he said, you know, we might be doing something next year. So I booked this tour until November 6th, and, you know, I made sure we had time to go into the studio and if he wants to. Yeah. And make a new album and get it out for summer of 2020. So
what's the show?
This one, Max was with Conan. Did you have to work around his schedule too?
Well, that was a complicated moment when Conan got the new show. You know, because and Conan was just terrific, really, letting Max go quite often to tour. The one time when he got the new show, you know, the other time slot was the only time he really needed Max there. And and so we used Max's son, Jay, for about, a couple of weeks, I think it was.
I remember that.
And Jay was terrific. You know, he was really the only guy who could have probably filled his father's shoes, you know. So that was, unique, a unique moment. But Conan was terrific all along, and David Chase was terrific. I mean, I did Sopranos for 10 years, you know, 7 seasons in 10 years, and you know, never missed the show. You know, we're touring the whole time.
You were talking about playing a Silvio, and we obviously we're all huge Soprano fans. And I saw an interview with you recently. I think it might have been the Dan Rather thing, and they asked you about acting, and you had never acted, but you had said that you put the wig on, and you just that helped, right? You became a different guy.
Well, yeah, I had to look in the mirror and see a different guy. You know, I mean, to this day, I don't know how actors actually do it, looking like themselves. You know, I mean, that's really. I got the utmost respect for the whole profession. But, you know, for me, I needed to see a different guy in that mirror to be a different guy, you know.
But you, you,
and, you know.
But you used the same piece for Lilyhammer. Did you have you done? Are you thinking about using a different one the next acting job?
It looked similar. It was actually different.
It was different. Okay.
It did look similar. That's my gangster look. You know, I figured, that's what my gangsters look like for the most part. But it was such a different role. I figured, even though he looks the same, he's going to be quite a different character, and he was. And I'm very proud of that Lilyhammer show. We only did 24 shows, but I co-wrote it, I co-produced it, I did all the music, and I directed the final episode. So I was able to learn everything I'd learned on Sopranos, and then use it on Lilyhammer.
Lilyhammer's on Netflix now too.
Was that shot in North?
Yeah, it was the very first show on Netflix, by the way.
Yeah, it's still there.
It was.
Yeah, check it out.
And that you wanted to go to vacation in Norway and figured I'd work, so you wrote a TV show around it.
Something like that.
Can you tell us about your charity, TeachRock.org? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, TeachRock.org has been something that, we've been working on for like 12 years, and just went public with it last year. It's really our music history curriculum we're giving to teachers for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally 150 lessons are online right now. And what we had basically three goals. The first goal was to make sure we keep the arts in the education DNA somewhere, because all the arts classes have been cut in America.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to keep the arts in the education system somewhere. That was the first goal. Second goal was creating a new way of teaching kids, because these kids are faster than us, they're smarter than us, and they have no patience. And teachers are having a tough time getting their attention and keeping it. So we figured out a way to do that, and we do it with music. It's music. They're all into music, and they're very comfortable with that subject. So. We go to them. We say, "Who's your favorite artist?" And they say, "Whatever." They say Beyonce or whoever. And we say, "Okay, well, let's trace her back. Let's see where she came from." And Beyonce came from Aretha Franklin. And we talk about Aretha being from Detroit. And we talk about the Gospel Church. And we talk about the Civil Rights Movement. And they stay engaged, because it's a subject matter that they're actually interested in. So that was the second thing we accomplished. And the third thing we're trying to really affect is the dropout rate, because it's really epidemic, and we feel that if we can get enough coverage with this curriculum, we will start to affect the amount of kids that graduate from high school. So those are the three goals, really.
I do like the fact that you trace them back, because I have younger kids, and they like some of the new music, and I always guys say, "Well, this person did it originally. This sounded better, so go back and check them out first." And sometimes they buy it, but they'll probably buy it more from Little Steven than me.
If we were teaching and asked who your favorite artist was, what would the answer be? Who influenced you?
Well, you're asking me?
Yes.
Who I grew up with, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, well, for me, it was the British Invasion, what we call the British Invasion. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, The Who, the Kinks, the Yardbirds, all those groups from England were the first time we ever saw bands. Up until then, it was all individuals like, with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Elvis Presley and singing groups, doo-wop groups, but instrumental groups. There weren't that many bands that actually sang and played and eventually wrote their own songs. That was really unique, and that's what got me interested. I wasn't really interested in show business so much. I was interested in the lifestyle. The first time I saw the Rolling Stones was a very important moment, because Mick Jagger was the first guy I ever saw in show business that didn't smile.
You're right.
He had no, he had no compromise towards show business whatsoever. And I thought that's interesting to me, because now it's a lifestyle. It's not just a show business thing. This is like a whole way of life. And that's what I wanted to be a part of.
Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, the new album is called Summer of Sorcery. That's available everywhere, right? You can just download that everywhere right now, today?
It's been out about a month. And it's really going well. It's really translating well to a live show. It's a whole different show than last year's Soulfire show. And, just these songs, you never know how it's going to work live, but these are just working great. And we got the whole 15-piece band coming to Omaha. Same people that are on the record, so, and they've been with me now for 2 years, so the band's really, really good.
they're the best musicians in New York, and they've been really loyal to me. I've been really appreciating that because, you know, the longer you're together, the better you get. I mean, no matter how good you start off.
It's going to be a great show.
You're in Omaha's going to see one of the best bands they've ever seen in their lives.
Excellent.
I guarantee that.
And you don't have
that's saying something because you're in the best band.
You don't have to waste any vacation time.
You'll
get to see Omaha and work at the same time.
And Wichita and Des Moines, too.
Sure.
Little Steve, we appreciate you. And you mentioned Bruce real quickly for all of our Bruce E. Street fans. Next year, are you going to be touring?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what Bruce wants to do.
Yep.
I should mention his new album is out like today.
Western Stars is out now.
So people can get that, and we all, you know, like I said, you know, Nils Lofgren has a new record out. Jake Clemens has one coming. Gary Talent, almost everybody in the band has a record coming out. So,
all right.
You know, it's nice that people are supporting that, and then you know, we'll see about next year. I you know, it's very possible we'll be back.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks for calling from Spain. We appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
Have a good working vacation.
Yeah.
I liked how he talked to us about the British invasion like we were old guys, or young guys.
Yeah.
Asking the same question.
Yeah.
You know, and Rather is older than little Stevie, obviously.
He mentioned Jake Clemens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clarence's boy, for people who
Clarence's
don't realize.
Nephew.
Who are unaware.
Yeah.
I thought it was his brother or sister's kid. Yeah, you're right.
And in the interest of connecting dots, too, he mentioned Jay Weinberg there.
Yes.
Max's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's now the full-time drummer for Slipknot.
Really?
Wow. I saw that.
Yeah.
And that's you're pounding in that gig.
A much different style than filling in for Max with the E Street Band.
Well, the E Street Band's good, too.
Question, who is this Mick Jagger he was speaking of?
We'll fill you in later.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
About Mick Jagger. They were the first badass rock and rollers. They didn't go on American Bandstand and strum and smile.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
like
at all.
Every previous band with a hit.
They were not the Wonders.
Well, no. he said he got the Sopranos gig he got because he introduced the Rascals, the Young Rascals, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the band from Jersey. David Chase was just watching it and saw his introduction, said, yeah, we could put a wig on that guy. He could be in the Sopranos. Yeah. That's how it happened.
Yeah. I wanted to ask him if he wore a wig if he would like vacations.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd be transported to another dimension as another man.
Dressed as Chevy Chase.
I love how he said the Lilyhammer wig is a little bit different.
Yeah. He laughed.
It's the same wig.
Well, it's a little different. It's missing a couple pieces.
It's parted maybe an inch over to the side. But
I love Norway.
Yeah. I heard. What you like? You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Where you been?
I can't tell you. I did Norway.
I did
Norway with Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, really?
And we did like hockey stadiums.
Really?
And everybody spoke English better than us. I'm like, I'm from America. You guys shouldn't be speaking English.
Yeah, but they wouldn't understand your jokes like you spoke English.
They were loving it. They love it. They hurt the Gruben. It's great, though.
Is that meme over there?
Like that's how they travel. By the hoot to Gruben.
I love when Canadians make fun of people's accents.
Oh, you. That is it. This show is going to wrap up in 20 minutes.
More like three.
Yeah. More like three?
Quicker than that, actually.
Quicker than that. You're out of here before even Colleen gets into the room, right?
Yes,
you're,
we are.
It's Friday. You guys are like,
yes,
school's out forever.
I'm out the door, especially today. Pete Lee is at the Great American Comedy Fest. That's tonight.
And Cheese Fest.
The Dirty Show and Cheese Fest, right.
come get a laugh and a grilled cheese.
And tomorrow night with Paul Reiser, that's in Norfolk, Nebraska. That area. Divot's Event Center up there.
Divot's Event Center.
For the filth.
I want to say hello to my lovely girlfriend, Jamie, who's finally up, and she's listening in the car with Lisa, the head of the festival.
Okay.
They're coming to pick me up right out here.
Okay, so you got a ride.
The cheese.
I got a ride.
I was going to ask.
She's the head of the festival.
I'm never going to
You have a ride.
I've never had any body work done in Norfolk. I'll never get it.
But you were at the Funny Bone.
I'm at the Funny Bone.
Ian Bag, Funny Bone, Omaha.
School's out for summer.
If you have friends in Des Moines, tell them to get to Omaha to see Ian Bagg, since he ain't going to work in Des Moines.
I ain't working in Des Moines for them seven Garth Brooks loving
Not
idiots.
Not for the next 10 years at least.
I take decades off.
Yeah. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Ian Bagg. And IanBagg.com
for
the dates
across
the country.
Thanks for having us on your Black Panther Party show.
Because when Ian goes
and
to Des Moines.
Did they trust country?
Yeah, they're on BillCosby.com.
Got it. All right.
You don't want to be working. When you go to Des Moines, you want to go there on vacation.
Yeah. Just look around the place.
Sure. And enjoy.
Love you guys.
Seven. Glad you see you guys in a decade.
Yeah, we'll see. Or next year.